Stuart Dew was given the opportunity to coach for the first time. It's for the Gold Coast, as we all know, and it's going to be a difficult job. I think everybody understands that he's gone in with his eyes open, but he has gone in, given that they have lost a couple of players. They've also picked up a couple, but it's going to be a major challenge. We all understand their draw situation. Let's find out how he's coping. Welcome to you, Stuart. Congratulations, firstly, on the job. I haven't spoken to you since, and you must be really excited to get the footy season underway.
Thanks for that, Jared. Yeah, absolutely. Excited. In one part, I really want to get going straight away, but obviously on the second part, I feel like we've got a lot to work on and a lot to improve on. So, you know, we're using all the time we've got.
So your first impressions of the group?
What I have found is that they're quite compliant and really eager to be a good, successful AFL side. So I came in with no judgment. I think that was really important. Obviously, you never know a footy club until you're in there. So I'm still in that process of understanding who they are as individuals and as a side. But, really enjoying that time, getting to know them.
Stewie, everyone's made a lot of your first 10 rounds being on the road. And while I was doing trade radio, we had Tom Lynch, his manager, Robbie Duraccio, make comments that if the Suns are being smashed after those first two rounds, that they might be a chance to take his services elsewhere. How'd the club feel about that?
I think if he had his time again, and he had said that he'd use different comments and different words, but ultimately I think what we're about is trying to improve the whole footy club. Tom's part of that. Modern day, there's always going to be someone out of contract. This year it's us with Tom, so all we can do is put our energy into trying to make the environment the right one for success, and Tom will want to be a part of it.
Are you seeing, though, the first two rounds of being away from home and a really young list as maybe potentially a positive? You get the group together, and, you know, sometimes travelling on the road together can bring the group closer together.
Yeah, I certainly do. I used to love, you know, the away games, that part of camaraderie, and you do see a different side of people. So I've said it from a selfish point of view. I'm really looking forward to that time. It's a big challenge, but every week's a big challenge. It's such an even comp, so... whether we're at home or away, it doesn't mean much to me. I'm looking forward to just worrying about our group and trying to maximise how good we can be.
You've had an incredible coaching pedigree as far as mentors through your playing career and into your coaching career with Choco Williams. You won a flag with him. Clarko won a flag with him. You went up with Sydney. I'm not sure you were there with Ruzzi. I suspect you were. And then the horse involved with some success there. It's going to be interesting to see, from my perspective, what sort of style of game we're going to see from the Suns under your guidance.
Yeah, there's a few flavours in there. And obviously, you've got a few philosophies of your own. So certainly not trying to match what I've been a part of at Port, Hawthorn or Sydney. And part of the assessment of the group we've got is what are they capable of and playing to their strengths in the initial... the infancy of my career, it'd be negligent to try and take what I was part of at Sydney and try and inject that into the Gold Coast, because it's just a totally different situation. So I think we can improve on both sides of the ball, and that's a main challenge. Obviously, it's a real turnover game at this point. So, you know, we're all trying to get it back off the opposition and put score on back as quick as possible. But we certainly need to protect our back 50 a lot more.
Stu, just further to that point, when you first get in, I'm always curious when a new coach goes to a club, is it the players in the positions that you look at first and what you've got on your list and how that gels together, or is it the overall game style that you first get your hands into?
Yeah, good question. I'm trying to do a bit of both. Certainly keen on the overall game style and getting that gel between the lines, the forward mids and backs, and getting those guys working together as efficiently as possible, and then sort of post-Christmas, we can now drill down into individuals and where we see them fit into that game plan.
You seem pretty well stocked with key position players. You've got an embarrassment of riches in some ways with your tools, which was really good for you. Peter Wright looks like he needs more time on the ball, can become a fantastic ruckman stroke forward. Tom Nichols is another one who 3 or 4 years ago was one of the really strong up-and-comers until he did his PCL. There's a little bit of talent there to work with.
Yeah, and we need, as you know, good sides have got competition from within. So we certainly need all those guys. And like you mentioned, like a guy like Tom Nichols really needs to be pushing Jared Witts, and we look forward to Peter Wright doing some ruck work as well. But, you know, Sam Day's on the comeback trail, so where does he fit in the forward line with Lynchy and Peter Wright up there? So we've got a fair bit to work with the
tools, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee much. We've got to get a bit of support around them as well.
A player I love to watch is Cade Kolodziejczyk. He missed the last 10 games with a concussion. How's he tracking? Are you guys still monitoring that, or is he over all the effects of the concussions last year?
Yeah, he's over all that. He's seen all the specialists and certainly got the all clear with that. So he's unrestricted and has been all season. So, yeah, I'll look forward to working with him. He's super fit. He's played a lot off half-back. I'd love to have a bit of a look at him on the wing as well. So I think he can be quite flexible for us.
And a bloke who's bounced back again, Mickey Barlow, he's up and running again?
Yeah, it's like nothing's happened. So just a credit to him and our fitness staff to get him back from another shocking broken leg. So, you know, he came second in our time trial, which was pretty unbelievable, yeah.
That is a good result. Where'd you finish yourself, Stu?
Dead last. I was observing, that was my role.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to when you're the head man. We wish you all the best, and thanks for your time tonight.
No, thank you. Appreciate that.
Stuart Jew, the new coach of the Gold Coast. They got a few ins, Lockie Weller, Harrison Wigg and Aaron Young. They've got a few outs, Brandon Matera, Adam Sard and Gary Ablett. Big job for him, no doubt. And I think if we can just get some competition and competitive unit going, then everyone is, I think, would believe he's done a pretty good job.